Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Monday afternoon. We always enjoy our conversations with Jimmy Dykes, ESPN, SEC Network, college basketball guy. In fact, last week, Jimmy, we came in here and we all looked at each other and said, did you see Jimmy Dykes doing the Lakers game last night? We all stumbled across that game. What was it, Lakers and the Nuggets? And you were on the call.
How was that? Great game.
Yeah, it was a great game. And Jeff Van Gundy, who does a ton of games in the NBA, I think he's the best analyst we have in that area, said, man, we got really lucky because this is the best game of the regular season so far. There's two teams, the Lakers and the Nuggets, that fighting for home court advantage in playoffs. A lot of things that's taken that ball game. So it was a high, high-level game. And you know, I went straight from Nashville, I think I was there last Tuesday, Kentucky-Vanderbilt, and Wednesday, the Lakers and the Nuggets. And just to see the size on the floor, how good those guys are, how skilled they are, it's great to get your eyes on an NBA game every now and then, just to have the right perspective on college players and who can play in that league and who can't. Yep. And so it was a real blessing in my life to get to do that game, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, you got your eyes on Kentucky, as you mentioned here last Tuesday night in Nashville, and Kentucky is just one of those teams we know year in and year out under John Calipari with such a young squad, even though they've got a junior that helps them a lot, which is weird to say, but they get better and better, right? Every game, every month as the season goes along, where they're trying to hit on all cylinders about this time of year. What did you see out of Kentucky team that was trailing Vanderbilt by 9 at the half and took over in the second half?
Yeah, when they put the gas down and they're playing well defensively, they're the best team in that league right now. And it's an older Kentucky team with 3 sophomores and a junior, a grad transfer, and Sestina, old in comparison to what Kentucky normally is. But those 3 guards are the difference makers in that team, probably in that league when it's all said and done. Higgins defensively can just really get after you. You know Saban Lee and Maxwell Evans were a focus of Kentucky defense, and they pretty much took those guys out of the game. So Kentucky always gets better during the season because they're so young. It takes John Calipari a while to figure out how his team should play. I think they have that figured out now. I think they're the favorite to win the league. I know they got a tough game tomorrow night at LSU, but if you just said, Jimmy, who's gonna win this thing with a 15-3 record or a 14-4, I think it's Kentucky right now.
Jimmy, I watched both broadcasts, the one in Nashville, and then the next night I happened to catch the Lakers game against the Nuggets. I really enjoyed your perspective on just watching the game in front of you and thinking to yourself about the number of players that come into college basketball as freshmen and think that the next year, oh yeah, I'll be ready to play in the NBA. I thought that was interesting perspective.
Well, there's a lot of them that, like I said, live in a fantasy world, and they get steered off the what should be their normal path into a path that's not for them way too quickly, whether it's because of their AAU coach or their parents' fascination with the league or whatever it is. And those kids like Nick Richards is a great example. Had he come out after his freshman or sophomore year, he wouldn't even be on an NBA team right now. But now, after his third year, he's going to have a great chance to be a high draft pick, if not a lottery pick. Everybody's on a different path in terms of how long it takes you to get ready. But that game's reminding me that, that's a grown man's big boy league. And you think you're ready, and people in your ear think you're ready, but you better go watch a game and say, wait a minute, can I really perform on this level with this type of bodies on the floor every night and produce? And if you have a reality check, there's not very many of those kids that come into college ball, and after 1 year, they're ready to make that jump. So a lot of kids make mistakes, and I can see why after doing that Lakers-Nuggets game last week.
There's not a lot of headliner guys like Zion Williamson this year in college basketball. I'm looking at the Wooden watch. I vote on the Wooden Award. In your mind, Jimmy, is there a clear-cut one or two guys that you think have risen to the top that might be the best player? Who's the best player in college basketball in your mind?
The best player right now is Obi Toppin from Dayton. I think he's the safest bet in the draft. I think he's going to be a long-time role player that has a really good role on a really good team. And those other guys right now, I'm not all in on Anthony Edwards from Georgia. There's too many inconsistencies in his game. the foreign guys I'm not real familiar with. LaMelo Ball has, you know, he can't shoot. There's just there is no Zion, there is no Ja Morant in this year's draft. There's just not. There are guys that could be good players. There is no, I don't think there's an NBA All-Star in this year's draft waiting to happen. I'll see a kid tonight at Notre Dame. North Carolina's at Notre Dame. That's my game tonight. Cole Anthony, who could rise up to the anywhere in that second, third, fourth, fifth pick. He's got a lot of stuff about his game that I really like. And that's just to watch him tonight coming off of missing whatever it was, four, 5, 6 weeks with a knee injury. But it's going to be a draft where scouts better do their work, better make good decisions, because you could miss this year, and you don't want to miss on a draft, especially on a top 12 or 15 pick. So I would go with Obi Toppin just because I think he's a long-term pro that's going to produce, and there's very low risk in drafting Obi Toppin this year.
Jimmy Dykes is with us from ESPN, and obviously, Jimmy, around here we pay attention to not only Vanderbilt but the Tennessee Vols, and you look at what they did last year and Rick Barnes and his pedigree. Just it's been a down year, and I know they have the talent, and I think everybody's pointing towards next season as really being when they break out. But what's been your evaluation thus far of the Vols?
Yeah, they lost so much from an outstanding team last year, but no one's got Coach Rick Barnes. There's a lot of ball left for Tennessee, and they could still play their way in. Absolutely they can. Those teams fighting for those last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 spots, it's a dogfight right now. Now, Tennessee's more than capable of rattling off 4 or 5 wins in a row. There's some good net wins to be had still on their schedule, I believe. They got to take advantage of them. But, you know, Rick Barnes, there's no better coach in the college game than Rick Barnes right now. I don't care what name you throw up there, he's as good as any of them. And, they, you know, the loss of Lamonte Turner was a big knock to them, and Tennessee's had to kind of remake their team 3 or 4 times this year because of injuries and additions and things like that. But they will not be an easy out at all in that SEC tournament. And if they were to win, you know, 5 or 6 games here in the end of the regular season and get to that final game in the SEC tournament, they could find their way right back in the NCAA in a year that no one expected that would happen. So I'm a big Fulkerson fan because of how hard he plays. Those guys just find a way, it seems like, in meaningful ball games in March to get it done.
We started this conversation off talking about Kentucky, but John Calipari had a lot of kind words for Jerry Stackhouse in his first year with Vanderbilt. You saw it firsthand. They beat LSU. What have you seen out of Stackhouse as he tries to rebuild that program?
Yeah, you know, Vanderbilt's an interesting team. They've lost their leading scorer 3 years in a row, and that's just hard to overcome. Especially when Stack's trying to get his team going in his first year. Everything I've seen from him, I think he's very well prepared, very confident as a coach. You know, the trick is going to be for every coach, not just Stackhouse, but for every coach in that league, can you recruit? Because you got to have some dudes at the end of the day. And you've got to bring them in there. I don't have any doubt at all about his coaching, his X's and O's, all those things. He's been at the highest level. He knows exactly what he's doing, but having never recruited before in a league like the SEC, that's the one thing to keep an eye on is will he get it done there. So, but all those other things, he checks all the other boxes for sure.
You said you liked Kentucky to win the league, but Auburn continues to hang around. What about Auburn?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They continue to hang around. They got a lot of experience back off that Final Four run last year. And they lost at Missouri without Okoro, who could be the freshman of the year in the league. He's a very versatile player for them. But, you know, Bruce Pearl, he's a magician at pushing the right buttons and as a motivator. They didn't play well this past weekend, but it's a three-team race, Kentucky, LSU, and Auburn. And don't discount Auburn. Austin Wiley on the inside is a difference maker. Not a lot of teams in college ball have a big post player like he does, so don't discount the Auburn Tigers yet. So I have to walk into North Carolina's practice before I do. I just want to encourage everyone listening right now to go to CoachJimmyDykes.com. I have a book that's going to be in stores here in the next week or two. You can already order it on Amazon, The Film Doesn't Lie. I think it's going to speak very clearly to the hearts of people, challenge them in their life to grow with a more authentic walk with God in their life. Had a lot of great ESPN stories in there, but a lot of biblical stories as well. So I just want to make sure that people at least hear about the book, have an opportunity to order it. I'm giving away a free trip to the Final Four on that website. You don't even have to purchase the book, but if you do, then your chances of winning goes up because you get 50, your name's in there 50 times as opposed to just once. But CoachJimmyDykes.com, check out my book, The Film Doesn't Lie, and I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Awesome. We will definitely go check that out and pass that along. Have fun in South Bend tonight. We'll be watching Notre Dame in North Carolina. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is Jimmy Dykes. And, of course, the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament will be here, and I suspect that'll be probably a part of Pick Six. Would you take, I don't know, what would be the, well, I don't know if you could do Kentucky, Auburn, and LSU or the field. Does anybody take the field?
Are we
going to
put that in this week?
No.
In this week's edition?
Yeah, that's, we could do that, yeah, for this week, yeah.
Sorry, Willie. I don't know
when's
if you'll
the,
ever live
when's
that
the
one
combine?
Down.
When's the combine? Is that this weekend?
No. It's at the end of the month.
Yeah, look, Jimmy. In
when
the, book,
the combine
sure that,
happens, I promise you, I have a great question.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Just
ahead.
Like we're looking forward to Jimmy Dykes' book.
Anybody take the field of that combo? Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, or the field here?
That's too much. That's too much.
Yeah. Who would you leave out?
See,
there
if you put LSU in the field, I'd feel a little bit better about it. But
would you or Auburn? Which one would you feel better about?
That's a good question. Like,
if you only had Kentucky and the other one,
I think I would.
I
might be thinking field if only two of them, Kentucky, and then pick one of the other two.
What if it was Kentucky or the field?
Oh, the field.
Then I would take the field.
No brainer.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah. Kentucky's unless they get way better, and they might. Get way better between now and the end of the year.
They're usually pretty good in the SEC tournament. I don't know if
they
you guys
are,
have
but they're
noticed.
But, yeah, but every Kentucky team.
But
is
Jimmy
different.
Said Auburn's hanging around. You know, and that's
Auburn can beat Kentucky.
I think they can too.
Can they do it on their home floor though?
Their home floor away from
Kentucky's
home, you mean?
Home floor. Yeah,
I'm talking about in Nashville in the SEC.
Yes,
tournament.
Kentucky's home floor. Yes.
Yes,
because there'll be 19,000 Kentucky fans.
We know the deal. It's the same thing every year when they're here. But they can beat Kentucky, yes.
Okay.
What happened last year? Tennessee won.
Yeah. Tennessee's a little bit different animal.
I know.
When they're good.
I know.
Like, they can actually.
And they're going to
no
have more fans.
There's no fan base that can. But, you know, Tennessee, they still couldn't. But that has the best chance in Nashville, especially that team, the excitement around that team. But nobody else. Like, Auburn, LSU, like they're they'll just be a smattering compared to what Kentucky will have in there for the championship.
That will
game.
Always be the case wherever you have the SEC tournament.
Well, no, Tennessee did a good job. I mean, it's not like it was 50-50, but I mean, they did the best anybody else can do.
Exactly.
True?
Yeah. It just like if you had it in, you know, in Tampa, Florida, then if Florida made the final, you'd probably have some Florida fans, but it would still be Kentucky taking over. You could have it on Mars against the Martians, and Kentucky would still have more fans than Martians.
Is the three-point line further back on Mars, or is it the same?
I think they're still back. They haven't changed the times yet up there in Mars. Okay. I think it's still 19 feet 9 inches.
Okay. Just curious.
High school line.
We appreciate Jimmy Dykes for joining us. We will come back fourth and final hour. We'll start back talking a little bit about the Predators. We're going to get you involved. We may need a help on naming a line, and maybe we'll reward you. I don't know. I'm just saying. You might want to be listening. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.